Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ashiana Housing Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Binay Sarda from Ernst & Young LLP. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Aman. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining this Q4 FY23 earnings call for Ashiana Housing Limited. The results and the investor presentation have been mailed to you, and it is also available on the stock exchange. In case if you have not received the same, please write to us and we'll be happy to send it over to you. To take us through the results for this quarter and answer your questions, we have today with us Mr. Varun Gupta, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Vikash Dugar, CFO. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the company's performance of this quarter, and then we'll follow it up with Q&A session. I would like to remind you that everything said on this call that reflects any outlook for the future, which may be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with uncertainties and risks that they face. These uncertainties and risks are included, but not limited to, what we have mentioned in the prospectus filed with SEBI and subsequent annual reports, which you'll find on our website. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Vikash Dugar. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Binay. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope all of you and your families are keeping healthy. I welcome you to discuss the performance of the fourth quarter and the year ended March 2023 for Ashiana Housing. Thank you for joining us today. The year gone by was quite active in terms of new launches. We launched five greenfield projects and eight new phases of existing projects, totaling to the tune of 29.46 lakh sq ft. Second kid-centric project was launched in Gurugram by name Ashiana Amara. The first phase was launched in October 2022, comprising 224 units, and was fully booked at launch. Phase two was launched in April 2024, consisting of 224 units, sellable area 3.77 lakh sq ft, having a sale value of around 283 crores. All these 224 units were converted on 17th of April. Ashiana Prakriti got launched in Jamshedpur in March 2023 with 162 units and sale value of rupees 163 crores. Entire phase was sold at launch. Ashiana Advik, our third senior living project in Bhiwadi, was launched in November 2022. Ashiana Malhar in Pune was launched in August 2022. Ashiana Ekansh in Jaipur was also launched. We achieved rupees 1,313.43 crores for financial year 2023, which was our highest ever pre-sales. Area booked increased by 75% from 14.76 lakh sq ft in FY 2022 to 25.86 lakh sq ft in FY 2023. Sales price improved to rupees 5,080 for the current year versus 3,883 rupees per sq ft in FY 2022, an increase of 31% year-on-year, driven by increasing prices across projects and changing mix towards higher priced projects. In the last quarter of FY 2023, 8.59 lakh sq ft of area was booked as compared to 9.03 lakh sq ft in the previous quarter. In Q4, booking were driven by new launches in Ashiana Prakriti, Jamshedpur, and Ashiana Ekansh, Jaipur, and sales in older projects like Ashiana Anmol Phase 3, Gurugram, and Shubham Phase 4B, Chennai. We handed over 10.51 lakh sq ft in FY 2023. This was against a delivery of 8.86 lakh sq ft in FY 2022. Total revenue increased to rupees 425.19 crores in FY 2023 versus 233.59 crores in FY 2022 due to higher deliveries. Total comprehensive income was positive at 28.78 crores vis-a-vis negative 6.56 crores in FY 2022. Total revenue reported for Q4 FY 2023 was rupees 116.94 crores vis-a-vis rupees 135.31 crores in the previous quarter. PCI also improved to rupees 10.51 crores in Q4 FY 2023 versus 9.29 crores in Q3 FY 2023. Pre-tax operating cash flows was positive at rupees 84.84 crores for FY 2023 versus positive 165.05 crores in FY 2022. Equivalent area constructed was 16.73 lakh sq ft in FY 2023 versus 16.20 lakh square feet in FY22. Further, two new land parcels got acquired in Jaipur in FY23, Ashana Nitara in village Vankrota with an approximate sellable area of 6.5 lakh square foot, and the Amaltaz by Ashana in Jagatpura with approximate sellable area of 4 lakh square foot. One new land was acquired in Manesar Gurugram with an approximate sellable area of 10.3 lakh square foot. Total potential sellable area in these new land parcels will be around 21 lakh square foot. On this note, I would like to conclude my remarks. We'll now be happy to discuss any questions or suggestions that you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vivek Joshi from VP Capital LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations, sir, for a very good set of numbers, especially on the booking front and all. So I have two questions. One is that could you explain how the expenses are booked? It's mainly an accounting question. Like, is it related to the deliveries made, or is it like an ongoing thing on the complete cost that have been incurred during the year? And for deliveries, in your slide, you have given that in FY24, you are going to be delivering around 26 lakh square feet. So is it reasonable to assume that given the realization rate, our booked revenue will be around over 1,000 crores for FY24?
Yeah, thank you for your question. The year in which we give the deliveries, that year only we book the revenues, and following the matching principle, the costs are also booked in the same year.
Okay.
So both revenue and cost are booked at the time of deliveries, or in other words, at the time of possession being given on the project.
Okay.
And as far as revenue for FY24 is concerned, again, the pricing for each of these projects will have to be seen as to what exactly is the price, and then we'll be in a position to exactly see as to what revenue will be booked.
I'm just saying the average one. The average is about 4,000, so like...
Yeah, so I'm here for all these projects. We list out the value of area booked separately. Okay.
Yeah, it is
provided in the sheet in our operation snapshots as to what the value of area booked is of all these projects. If you take from there, you can total it and get a sense of where we are going.
It's on slide 12.
Okay. I just wanted to know if I'm approximately in the right benchmark. I'll do the exact math.
You can do the math. I think you'll be a little... We also haven't done the full math. We will also do a full math next time when we give this sense. But the thing is, average wouldn't be right because the average is also getting skewed from what is getting booked at a higher rate in the last financial year. And the deliveries that are happening in FY24 have been bookings which have done... much earlier than that, right? Average would not be the right context here to take. So I would rather do the math because sale prices can really vary a lot now.
Got it. They would be 2 years back. Got it.
Yeah, and earlier we used to operate in a tight range, okay? So approximation was better. Now we have projects ranging at 3,000 rupees a square foot and going up to like Amara phase 2, I think, closed at 7,700 rupees a square foot. So the variation in price points now has also become very large for us. I think we should just keep that in context.
Okay. Thank you so much. And is it okay if I ask another question, or I'll wait in the queue as you please like?
You can go ahead. I think you can go ahead. One more question, please.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So another thing I wanted to know that now that we have booked like 25 lakhs square foot and around 1300 value, is this the run rate we are looking to do? Because you would have your launches and all already planned in the coming financial year, or is this going to vary a lot? Like, is this the new normal, or this was an exceptional year? Like,
no. So in this year, we are expecting a 1500 crore sale value push. Okay.
Okay.
So we are looking to grow this number. That said, I think quarterly variations, like last year also, if you see, a bulk of it came in two quarters, in the last two quarters. So I think we will continue to have quarterly variations as we go along. So we'll have a couple of great quarters and a couple of slower quarters depending on how project and phase launches are planned in those quarters. But this
Thank
year
you.
We are expecting a 1500 crore.
Thank you so much. I'll get back in for my further question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from O3 PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congrats, Varun, and the whole team of Ashiana on good set of numbers and meeting the targets which you set for yourself at the beginning of the year. So great to see the good times for the company. And I also visited the Chennai project this year, this quarter. And it was impressive, the senior living project, what we saw and what we hear from people there. My first question is, can you give an idea of this HSIIDC land deal? Has it been consummated? And what I understand from reading the document, it seems that the final payment can happen in 24, okay? So is it a long gestation deal? And what is the contours? Okay? Will we can only launch project in FY25 or 26? Some idea on that, what is happening there?
Himanshu, so we have paid 25% of the sums of money. Okay. We are waiting to now execute what they call a formal agreement to sell. Post execution of formal agreement to sell, we have up till 12 months to make the remaining payment, and thereafter we can go for plan approvals and stuff like that. We are also there is a process of for us to carry out our design, and unfortunately at Ashiana or fortunately at Ashiana, we take a lot of time to design because design is our winning edge. So time consumption in design is a little high, but it also leads to a good product. So we're going to use a substantial part of this time to get our design ready, and some approvals like environmental approvals we can move with even paying the full amounts, we'll be using that time. Anyways, we would have expected a 12 to 18 month time frame of launch since we did the deal. So we were not expecting the launch of the project in FY24, no matter what the payment terms are. We would like to launch this project in FY25.
Okay. Thanks for the clarity. And one more thing. You gave a target of 1500 crores of sales, okay, for let's say FY24. We did 2.6 million square feet of sales in FY23.
Yeah.
And we have, so do you think that we'll be focusing more on the sales or means the area wise, or do you think the realization itself will take us to our desired target of higher 20% sales growth?
A combination of both, Himanshu. So some places we'll push for higher sales prices, like in Gurugram in Ashiana Mara Phase 2. We launched the Phase 2, which we've disclosed also at a much higher sale value, I think 224 units this time, and 7700 average per square foot pricing as compared to 6100 in Phase 1 in Amara. So in Amara, we're looking at that. But in some other projects in Jaipur, we expect volume push as well. So there would be different flavors in different locations. So it'll be a combination of the two when we look at it.
And are we back to the peak margins, what we used to do in terms of gross margins in the projects what we are selling? So we stated that 30% gross margin had come down to 24-25. Are we, in the incremental sales what we are doing, can we expect the gross margins to be back to the historical highs what we were doing?
Yes. So 30% is probably average of what we would like to be. and we would expect 30% gross margins on a blended basis across the projects. That said, the older projects like Ashana and Mol, even at current price points, will not make those kind of margins. But all the newer, any project that we have signed off on after 2015, I think we'll be able to maintain 30% gross margin or more. Like, we launched 5 projects last year, Ashana Advik, Ashana Amara, Ashana Prakriti, Ashana Ekansh, and Ashana Malhar. Malhar is an older deal that we had done 2017, not sold, but 2017 as well. There, and first deal in Pune, where our margins are a little compromised, they are not in the 30% or close by. But rest of the projects are, in JV projects, we are also okay with, you know, 27, 28, 29, and we'll get those in the JV projects, and the owned projects will be north of 30. So, and across these 5 projects, I think blended average will be more than 30 across all the 5 projects.
Okay, I'll join back in queue for further queries. Yeah, thanks for the replies.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Praveen Agarwal as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Quick question. So I just wanted to understand, when we underwrite the projects, so what is the internal IRR which we look at? And what is the time? So from essentially, if we take a parcel of land and we do 3-4 phases, how much time does it take from the first land was purchased? And, you know, I see that typically we complete 8-10 quarters one phase. But typically, how much time does it take a parcel of land to completely consume it? And what is the internal IRR which we target on a land when we purchase that?
So Praveen, a couple of things. First, from a time cycle, I think the project takes about 12 to 18 months to get off the ground. Before, after purchase, it takes time for approvals, it takes time to get the site ready from a saleability perspective, get our sales office and all that going, and our design ready. So about 12 to 18 months to launch the project, sometimes even extending up to 2 years. From there on, a project takes about 5 to 7 years to be fully consumed, depending on the size of the project and the number of phases that we have. And now, coming back from an IRR perspective, we don't really do IRR calculations. We don't run very, you know, complex Excel sheets to do IRR calculations. We have very thumb rule mathematics. And in our thumb rule mathematics, at a company level, we are now looking for a 15% return on equity at the portfolio company level, including uninvested capital at any point of time. So you know, and it becomes very difficult to calculate project level IRRs by allocating overheads and stuff like that. So, and we have a threshold that we want to make a 30% GP margin on the project, and we run our sort of absolute profits that, you know, on a what we get in the project, and look at a multiple on our investments in there. So that's the kind of thumb rule we do, and we expect to make 15% ROEs, 15% plus ROEs in the company.
That's good to hear. So, and on the 15% ROE basis, we know that last few years were tough. But at what point, when you know, going forward, do we think that we'll start doing those 15% ROE? I mean, given what we have booked in 2023, will that all yield to, as and when these gets executed and get booked into our financials, will they all yield 15% ROE on our equity capital?
Yes, that's the expectation, that we should be able to do that. So we also track what we call economic ROE in the company as to see, you know, deliveries can be very delayed. How the company is looking and how that is translating in our, we have a metric for economic ROE calculations. And our expectations are that the economic ROE should start crossing the 15% threshold from FY23-24. 22-23, we have hit double digits in our economic ROE calculations, and 23-24, that should start flowing better. So the margins, earlier question, I think, was around margins by Himanshu, and as margins have improved and the sale volume has improved, the value has improved, I think we are looking at good times ahead right now.
So that's great to hear. So my last question is on the new land parcel which you are or the cities which you are looking to acquire or do projects in. Any color on, you know, the land which you are looking to buy?
So one, we did the HSIIDC transaction in Gurgaon in March. Gurgaon was something we were looking for more work, and I think that's that seems to be fitting in. And other than that, there are two active negotiations going on, and then we'll start looking for more. In so two active negotiations, in one in Jaipur and one elsewhere. But that's about it at this point of time. But that's enough to keep refilling the pipe, right? Last year we ended up effectively doing 20 lakh square foot of deals between HSIIDC and two in Jaipur, and right now we are also in active discussions for two projects which together will be another 20 lakh square foot. So we'll seem to be okay as a replacement stock. I think on aggression to get more and more stock, we are just waiting for prices to be a little bit more conducive.
And one
last
question. One last question before I hand it over. So, is now Gurgaon an integral part of our strategy? Like, you know, we are historically very strong in Jaipur, Bhiwadi kind of areas. So, would it be fair to assume that, you know, going forward for the next foreseeable future, Gurgaon will play more and more important role in the overall scheme of things?
Absolutely. Gurgaon is going to play a very key role for the company going forward. It drove, I think, 40% of the value of area booked for the company last year. Volumes were not as much, pricing was higher. It is going to be an integral part of our strategy. I think that and senior living are going to be the integral aspects of it.
That's good to hear. Nothing else from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Praveen.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for the great performance during FY23. If you can, you know, our Amara project, you talked about the new bookings being done at a rate of 7,700 rupees per square feet compared to in phase two, compared to, you know, phase one pricing of around 6,100 rupees per square feet. So if you can talk about what is driving this increase in realization, is it the demand in that specific markets? And also if you can talk about, you know, the pricing across the rest of the key geographies like Jaipur and Bhiwadi and others, Jamshedpur.
Okay, so yeah, most of our projects are now getting priced in the 4 to 6,000 rupee bracket. There are some less than that as well, like Jodhpur would be less than 4,000. Bhiwadi general housing would be less than 4,000. But now Bhiwadi senior living is 4,500 odd. Pune would be 5,000 plus and 6,000 plus also in senior living expectations there. So different markets have different price points. I think even in Jamshedpur, we crossed the 5,000 benchmark in the last launch that we had. So I think we are operating in the 4 to 6,000 bracket across most of the projects. In Gurgaon, I think in phase one, our brand was not as well established as I would say. So as when we sold, got some things going. Our brand got better established. We got more traction. And then phase two prices improved for us. But the market also has gone up really high in Gurgaon. And I think more than the demand, it's a lack of supply in Gurgaon. Very few group housing projects have been launched in Gurgaon. Most launches in Gurgaon have been around floors. And that lack of supply is helping prices go up.
Sure. And what about how are you seeing traction in pricing across other geographies, key geographies like Jaipur and
As I said, so prices are ranging between 4,000 to 6,000 there. Prices across the board have gone up. And prices and margins, we are comfortable with prices and margins at a portfolio level. There will be a few projects which are still concerning, but that I think probably will always be the case.
Sure. And my second question was on, you know, our BD pipeline, and you know, you said that land prices have become have gone up quite a bit. So, you know, is it that the demand across the sector has gone up significantly, that developers are bidding the prices up? So, like, what is the reason for such a
I have alluded to this before, that the price increase in land has been driven mostly by plotted developments. And as plotted developments, as like in Gurgaon, they have plot prices have come off, plotted developments are not getting licenses anymore. We see demand for land is reduced. We were able to get a good deal, I believe, in HSIIDC land price because it was only a group housing plot on auction. And there were not that many bidders for group housing for that plot. And we were able to get value. I don't see a lot of demand for group housing land yet still in the system, but land has alternative uses like plotting. And that had bid it up. I think they started correcting now. I think plot prices have either plateaued or started falling a little bit in a few markets. I think they were fundamentally off the charts.
Sure. And, you know, in with our increasing focus on Gurgaon, which is relatively...
Can I request you for a last question, please? Because we have a little bit of a long queue after this. So just last question
this one. From mine. So how do you see our realizations over the next 2-3 years from we ended this year with around 5,080 rupees per square feet? That, you know, our increasing focus on Gurgaon as well as, you know, other cities. So how do you think, you know, our realization can be over the next 2-3 years?
So we will have, I think, a wider price bracket, and a lot of the portfolio will define that. I think Jaipur will continue to operate in the 4,000 to 5,500, 4,000 to 6,000 kind of a price range. Gurgaon will now, I think, be closer to 7,500 to 8,500 square foot price range. Depending on the new projects we take up, where we take up. Senior living, I think we are crossing the 5,000 threshold across the board, getting closer to 6,000. So there are different things. Bhiwadi and Jodhpur general housing continue to feel pressure. So a lot of our price points will also now depend on the mix of projects that are sold in a particular period.
Sure. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Anuj Sharma from M3 Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you and congratulations. Varun, I don't know if this was discussed, but at the sake of repeating it, if we exclude the project mix, then what was the pricing improvement on a like-to-like basis in FY23?
It's very hard to say on a like-to-like basis. Because, you know, if a project is got completed and you have launched a new project, in that it becomes very difficult. So we don't do like-to-like tracking because they're different across different projects and they have different weights in different years. So taking out weighted average becomes a problem. You know, if a project is selling a few units this year because, you know, it has less stock, its weight might be less in this particular year, higher in the... So it becomes very problematic to look at that. So we look at the portfolio basis. But I think, as I said, 4,000, our new normal, so our normal earlier was I think 3,300-3,400 rupees a square foot to operate on, like a base case scenario. I think that base case scenario is shifted to 4,000 rupees a square. So maybe that's the way to look at things. Like maybe a, you know, 15-20% shift over a 24-month period is a probably an ideal way to say where how base is shifted.
Okay, got that. And just an extension, so going forward, even if I take a 20% from 3,300 to 4,000, 10-15% is something which we can look on like basis across portfolio, and which are the markets wherein you think you can push through pricing little easily in your whole portfolio? Thank you.
So, I would not comment on how much price increase we'll look at year on year. If you had asked me this at the beginning of the year last year, I wouldn't have said the kind of increase we saw over the last 2 years. I unfortunately am not able to give a call on that. That said, confidence on pricing in Gurgaon, Jaipur, and senior living is and Jamshedpur are generally the highest as of now.
Alright.
So, okay. And I see that to continue.
Thank you.
The next question is on the line of VP Rajesh from Banyan Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations, Varun. Just two quick questions. One on the realization that you were just talking about. Our increase in realization has been much lower than the general inflation over the last 10 years. So are you consciously trying to push the realization up by getting into the targets which have higher price points, or not really, and you are just going to see how it shifts?
I think, VP, I think 10 years of inflation has been captured, or 7 years of inflation has been captured right now. If I really inflate prices from, let's say, a 2010 perspective in markets we are in, we would be hardly at inflation yet. So I think there is stuff on that basis, there is room, but you know, you never know if 2010 is a good baseline number to take. But there was a lot of catching up to do in real estate prices in general, because there were no increases for a few years. And there is still some catching up to do in some markets.
Gotcha. And my second question is on the ROE side. So it's nice to see that you are moving up the guidance to 15%. But just curious, you know, what has been the ROE for this year, if you have already done the numbers on the, you know, not on the reported P&L, but the economic value that you track.
Yeah. Hi, Rajesh. Vikash here. So we have been improving our ROE year on year. So this year in FY23, we have crossed the double digit number. Although directionally the target is to achieve a 15% kind of a number about which Varunji spoke a while back. But this year we have certainly improved and we are in double digits now.
Okay, great. Congratulations, and that's all I have.
Thank you. Next question is on the line of Shivam. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, I just heard your guidance. Will it be 1,500 crores for FY24, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of, can you give us an estimate of what kind of PAT percentage can we expect? Like just as a idea.
So this 1,500 is not a revenue number. This is the pre-sales number, value of area booked.
Yeah. That I understand. Like how much of the PAT percentage usually we target? Like if we are doing the pre-sales of 1,500 crores. So
we are targeting a 30% GP.
Yeah.
Okay. We target about, let's say, 4-4.5% of sales and marketing expenses.
Okay.
And the overheads are a fixed overhead number. It's not a percentage number. There is operating leverage. Those are reported. So let's say if I exclude depreciation and finance from that, or in that, last year that cost 67 crores.
6 to 7% I think.
So last year that cost overall was about 65-70 crores according to us. So that's the number. So you can once the from the P&L you can break the actual overheads and run that number.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently waiting. We have the management line reconnected. Sir, over to you.
Yeah, hi. So we had a question on margins.
Yeah, the PAT, any estimate PAT margin percentage?
I'll let you walk through this, okay? So we expect a 30% GP margin.
Okay.
Okay. Currently, sales and marketing expenses on new projects are running at about 4 to 4.5%. Which were earlier much larger number, and they started trending downwards on sales and marketing. And administrative and corporate overheads run at about 7% odd, okay? And you take off your tax from that, and then you'll get to a PAT margin. So hopefully we can operate at a PAT margin of about 13 to 15%.
Okay.
Depending on, you know, what our blended GP margin or sales and marketing costs are there in a particular year.
Okay. And so any guidance that you can give that how much is the current land bank potential in terms of sales? Any target, if possible, if any internal target you have?
Yeah. So in terms of, we have already booked about nearly about 2,100 crores of stock, which is booked but not recognized from revenue perspective, and we have another a crore and some square foot to sell.
Okay.
I would say that blended, you know, you can take that value at about 5,500 rupees, so about 5,500 crores of sale value from that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Jain. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Yeah, so I heard you mention this about this economic ROE once or twice. So can you explain a little bit how you're calculating this economic ROE?
So we are just basically taking, we do some math on equivalent area constructed. We do a math on the area booked. We apply what we have as a per square foot margin to those numbers and then take out where we are looking to go. So it just gives a sense of the direction of where reported numbers will get. Because, you know, we get this, basically our job is to sell and to produce, right? And we take that number of units we are selling, number of units we are producing, apply a blended average to a per square foot margin that we calculate through our costs and our sales, and then calculate that margin out. We'll give a little bit more detailed explanation in the annual report this time, and you can have a sense of it.
Okay. And any color on buyback or something? I think you had mentioned last quarter, the previous quarter, about discussing with the board about a buyback or something.
So we haven't yet firmed up anything or anything like that. As some analysts had suggested on the call, we have been contemplating it, being understanding it, and trying to wrap our heads around it. We don't have any specific color on this.
Okay, sure. Nothing more from myself.
Thank you, Rahul.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishi Singhal. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Gupta ji, namaskar.
Namaskar, Rishi.
हाँ, Gupta ji, मेरे को एक सवाल पूछना था आपसे. Actually, दो तीन हैं, लेकिन मैं ये जानना चाहता था कि जैसे अपन भिवाड़ी के अंदर एक होटल रन कर रहे हैं, तो क्या हमारा कोई भी ऐसा विचार है कि इस होटल को हम सेल कर दें और उस पैसे को अपने इस व्यापार में लगाएं जो हमारा कोर एरिया है। और इसी तरह मैं देख रहा था एक स्कूल भी है अपना जैसे हम रन करते हैं, आई डोंट नो वो अपनी बैलेंस शीट पे है कि नहीं है, तो इस बारे में सर आप क्या बताना चाहेंगे?
हमारे हिसाब से नॉन कोर एसेट्स को भी डिस्पोज ऑफ करके कुछ नॉन कोर एसेट्स को डिस्पोज ऑफ कर देने चाहिए। हमारे कुछ सारे हैं जिनको हम डिस्पोज ऑफ करना चाह रहे हैं। एक हमारे पास एक मैकडॉनल्ड्स था जो किराए पे था जिसको हमने पिछले साल डिस्पोज ऑफ कर दिया है। कुछ एसेट्स के लिए हम सोच रहे हैं। जो हमारा भिवाड़ी में होटल है उसको हम डिस्पोज ऑफ नहीं करेंगे पर्टिकुलरली, वो दे हैव डिफरेंट इम्प्लीकेशन एंड द होटल मेक्स ऑन आर इन्वेस्टेड कैपिटल मेक्स अबाउट 15% रिटर्न्स राइट नाउ, सो वी आर ओके विद दैट काइंड ऑफ रिटर्न्स, अ लिटिल बिट हियर और देयर ऑन द डिटेल, बट द होटल इज नॉट समथिंग दैट इज कंसर्निंग अस टू मच एंड डज नॉट हैव significant amount of capital deployed, but there are other items that we are slowly and slowly trying to dispose of and move those ahead. And the school is an asset that we do intend to transact on.
Okay. Sir, दूसरा सवाल ये था कि जैसे senior living के अंदर अपना भिवाड़ी पे ज्यादा focus रहता है, तो NCR में हम कोई और center देख रहे हैं इस बात को ध्यान में रख के कि भिवाड़ी को बार बार most polluted city का नाम दिया जाता है, तो क्या हमारी लॉन्ग टर्म स्ट्रेटजी में कहीं मतलब ये एक अड़चन की तरह काम करता है क्या?
दो चीजें, एक तो हम सीनियर लिविंग में और शहरों में फोकस बढ़ा रहे हैं, तो एनसीआर में भी कहीं और जगह नहीं देखी है। हमारा व्यू ये है कि हमें बॉम्बे और चेन्नई में काम बढ़ाना चाहिए, बॉम्बे पुणे, सो हमने तलेगांव में अभी लॉन्च प्रोजेक्ट का चालू किया है विद एन लाइक जस्ट the pre-launch process has got activated there. And for Bhiwadi, I would say ki wo jo kehte hai ki most polluted city hai, wo jahan par hum operate karte hai, wo baat sach nahi hai. To jahan par unhone meter laga rakha hai, that is in the middle of the industrial area of Bhiwadi, and where our projects are far away from it. So once you come into the city, into the project, you will not see that. हमने अपनी तरफ से भी वहाँ की मीटर रीडिंग करी है एयर की एज कम्पेयर टू दिल्ली जहाँ हम रहते हैं एंड गुड़गांव की जहाँ पर और ऑप्शन है नोएडा की, एंड भिवाड़ी इज लेस पोल्यूटेड देन वेर आई लिव इन दिल्ली और नॉट भिवाड़ी, वेर आर आशाना निर्मे आशाना अद्विक एंड आशाना टाउन आर लेस पोल्यूटेड देन वेर आई लिव इन पीक विंटर्स। तो अब क्या है कि ठीक है थोड़ा बहुत नाम दिया जाता है उसके, मेरे हिसाब से उससे सेल्स में तकलीफ नहीं आ रही है पर्टिकुलरली भिवाड़ी में। हाँ ये है कि अगर हमें एनसीआर में बाजार और बढ़ाना है तो हम कहीं और करेंगे तो जरूर बाजार बढ़ेगा, क्योंकि नए ऑप्शंस खुल जाएंगे, बहुत लोगों को भिवाड़ी दूर भी लगता है, तो वी कैन ओपन न्यू थिंग्स इन देयर, बट अभी हमारा फोकस चेन्नई और पुणे में ज्यादा है लॉन्चेस के लिए।
ओके, एक सजेशन मैं देना चाह रहा था, क्योंकि मैं गुड़गांव में ही रहता हूँ और मैं 17-18 साल भिवाड़ी में मैंने काम किया है, बहुत अप डाउन करा है मैंने, और आपके बड़े भाई साहब से भी मैं मिला हुआ हूँ एक दो बार विशाल जी से एक आध पार्टी में, तो व्हाट आई फील, बहुत टाइम से मैं इन्वेस्टर भी हूँ, कि अब ये मैं महसूस कर रहा हूँ कि आपका फोकस एक भिवाड़ी और एक छोटे सेंटर और मतलब इफ आई मे यूज द वर्ड छोटे माइंड सेट से आप एक थोड़े बड़े बिल्डर और बड़े माइंड सेट की तरफ जा रहे हैं। तो मतलब जैसा देहरादून के अंदर आप लॉन्च कर सकते हैं सीनियर लिविंग, दिल्ली वाले मेरे ख्याल से बहुत खुश होते हैं देहरादून जाके, मतलब भिवाड़ी में आपका मैं बार बार देखता हूँ कि मिलकपुर लैंड है काफी बड़ा, ये वो लैंड पार्सल इन्वॉल्व हुआ है, मतलब व्हाट आई वांट इज कि मतलब इट इज टाइम टू फ्लाई इफ आई मे, तो मतलब कुछ कहना चाहेंगे इस बारे में?
ऐसा देखिए भाई, तो हमारा सीनियर लिविंग के साइज ऑफ प्रोजेक्ट भी बढ़ गए हैं, हमारा सीनियर लिविंग में फोकस रहेगा, सो जनरल हाउसिंग में तो एनीवेज लार्जर फोकस गुड़गांव में शिफ्ट हो गया है, इन एनसीआर दैट्स बिकम द बिगर प्लेस, सीनियर लिविंग इन भिवाड़ी कंटिन्यूज टू डू वेल, एंड सीनियर लिविंग में हमारे हिसाब से अ लार्ज पार्ट ऑफ ग्रोथ विल ऑल्सो कम फ्रॉम चेन्नई एंड पुणे, सो थोड़ा उधर फोकस ज्यादा रहा है हमारा। हमारे हिसाब से बाजार बड़ा ज्यादा चेन्नई में।
ओके ओके दैट्स गुड टू हियर। और जो ये दो तीन अपने प्रोजेक्ट मतलब जैसे कलकत्ता वगैरह जो मतलब अटके हुए हैं एसआई में, तो इनके बारे में आप कुछ सोच रहे हैं कि कैसे इनसे हटे हैं और मतलब जान बचाएं?
सर चल रही है हटने के लिए, ये नॉन कोर स्टॉक एसेट्स, ये बैलेंस शीट में बहुत प्रॉब्लम हो रखी थी, हम धीरे धीरे क्लेम कर रहे हैं। कुछ हम ऑपरेशंस को ठीक करके कर रहे थे, कुछ बात कर रहे हैं, बातचीत चल रही है, थोड़ा वक्त लगता है इन चीजों में, तो होपफुली होगा।
एक आध सवाल और पूछ सकता हूँ इफ यू परमिट?
सर लास्ट टू क्वेश्चंस प्लीज।
चलिए ठीक है। ओवर अ लॉन्ग पीरियड ऑफ टाइम मैंने देखा तो हमारे पास दो बार फाइनेंशियल फ्रॉड हुए, क्या अब हमारे सिस्टम एकदम बुलेट प्रूफ हो गए हैं कि अब फाइनेंशियल फ्रॉड नहीं होंगे?
देखिए सर मैं बुलेट प्रूफ तो नहीं कह सकता, अब मैं बुलेट प्रूफ करना 100% सही मेरे हिसाब से दैट इज नॉट एन व्यू आई कैन टेक कि बुलेट प्रूफ है, बट हमारे इंटरनल कंट्रोल्स अब सफिशिएंट है। हमने दो चीजें बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट करी पिछले साल में, विकास जी के ना आपको डिटेल चाहिए तो और डिटेल दे देंगे। एक हमने इंटरनल ऑडिटर चेंज करके ग्रैंड थॉर्नटन को इंटरनल ऑडिटर बनाया, जिनके क्वालिटी ऑफ इंटरनल ऑडिट एंड क्वालिटी ऑफ सुपरविजन इम्प्रूव कर रही है, जिससे हमारी चीजें बेटर हुई है। और दूसरा हमने अकाउंटिंग सिस्टम्स को ईआरपी पे स्विच कर दिया, सो आर इंजीनियरिंग सिस्टम्स आर ऑलरेडी मूविंग टू एन ईआरपी अर्लियर कॉल्ड फार्मविजन विच इज अ रियल एस्टेट इंडस्ट्री स्टैंडर्ड, जहाँ पर बहुत यूज होता है, और हमने अकाउंटिंग सिस्टम्स को भी उस पर मूव कर दिया है, तो दैट इज सफिशियंटली इम्प्रूव्ड कंट्रोल्स अ लॉट आई वुड से इन द वे वी ऑपरेट। कुछ एसओपीज भी बन रही हैं और कंट्रोल्स को और इम्प्रूव करने के लिए, जैसे जैसे कंपनी ग्रो करेगी हमें हमारे के कंट्रोल्स को चेंज करने पड़ते रहेंगे, क्योंकि विद द ग्रोथ एंड आई थिंक उस पर अब हमारा नजर अच्छा है।
ऑडिट वाला साइड स्ट्रॉन्ग किया है और इवन इन टर्म्स ऑफ मिक्स ऑफ पीपल इन द टीम ज्यादा सीनियरिटी ज्यादा एक्सपीरियंस लेकर आए हैं, जिससे कि हमको फाइनेंशियल ऑपरेशंस में बेटर हैंडल बेटर कंट्रोल मिले चीजों का। और जैसा वरुण जी ने बोला कि कुछ स्टैंडर्डाइज कर रहे हैं ऑपरेशंस, जिससे कि चीजें और स्ट्रीमलाइन हो जाए, तो इस एरिया में काफी इनिशिएटिव्स लिए गए हैं विच विल हेल्प अस अ लॉट इन फ्यूचर।
बहुत बढ़िया लगा सर ये सुन के। अच्छा एक इनडायरेक्ट सवाल है, वैसे आपका कोई जिम्मेदारी नहीं बनती इसका जवाब देने की, जैसे मैं देख रहा हूँ कि द साइकिल इज गोइंग अप एंड म्यूचुअल फंड्स आर सेलिंग कंटिन्यूअसली आशियाना शेयर्स, तो मतलब डू दे हैव सम स्पेशल इन्फॉर्मेशन विद दीज गाइस व्हिच वी डोंट हैव, ऐसा कुछ है?
यू शुड आस्क देम सर, आई हैव नो क्लू, आई डोंट नो, मुझे कोई पता नहीं है, आप उनसे आपको पूछना है तो आप पूछ लीजिए सर।
ठीक है सर, ठीक है, थैंक यू वेरी मच, इट वॉज वेरी इन्फॉर्मेटिव, थैंक यू वेरी मच।
थैंक यू। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम विवेक जोशी फ्रॉम वीपी कैपिटल एलएलपी, प्लीज गो अहेड।
या हाय, आई जस्ट कमिंग बैक टू द क्यू अगेन, सो the EBITDA margins have been low, if I understand from what you have told in the call, is because of the higher.
Vivek, your voice is breaking. We couldn't understand you.
Yeah. Is it clear now? Is it better?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I wanted to understand was the EBITDA margins in the last 3-4 years have been like low. Is it because of like cost overruns, projects which were off?
No, so EBITDA margins over the last few years or going forward, you mean?
Over the last few years, just to understand, like if okay, the so costs were always on project to project basis, why was the EBITDA margin so low?
Has been because of depressed volumes. So what has happened is our overheads were structured for a much larger set of operations, and then our operations declined. So decline in operations because, you know, volume of square footage declined, so our okay. margins started getting hurt, so that movement is where we really really got hurt, was basically that. And second, we got stuck in higher operations cost as compared to sales price, because sales price compressed or remained stagnant over 5-6 years in terms of per square foot. But your construction costs increased, you were locked into high land costs thinking sale prices will actually increase, where they actually decreased. So our assumptions on some of the projects we took at the peak of the cycle went out of whack. and we had lower volume, so our fixed cost started hurting. So we got crushed from 2-3 places. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much, and all the best. It's wonderful to see you optimistic. So optimistic. I've been listening to your calls for many years. This is the most optimistic I've heard you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshan Shah from Multi-Act Equity Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Sorry, I joined call a bit late. Can you just give us so what kind of area booking that you are looking for in FY24?
We are looking at a 1,500 crores worth of value of area booked in FY24.
And with realization of 5,500?
Yeah, somewhere in between that, yeah.
Okay. And another question is, how is the response in Prakriti Phase 2? I think you have started registrations from 18th May onwards.
Okay. So, I'm actually not aware exactly how the response in that particular project is, but we were expecting a good response. I will have to check back and get back to you on that.
Okay, thanks. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is a follow-up from Himanshu Upadhyay from O3PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Varun. This is what did you state about business development, and how are you looking at the geographies where you want to focus in terms of business development for next 2 years or FY24-25?
Yeah, so we want to concentrate on existing geographies only, Himanshu, where we are outside of senior living. For senior living, we are looking at a couple of more cities, and right now the thing is we are doing a replacement stock addition mostly. So we added about 20 lakh square foot last year, 2 deals in Jaipur, 1 in Gurgaon. We are in active discussion for another 20 lakh square foot total across 2 transactions that we spoke about. Till markets become a little bit more conducive for more transactions, we will look to add replacement stock and a little bit more. And I think, now I see land prices becoming a lot more viable. Sale prices have gone up, land prices have remained flat. The plotting market is not doing as well as it was doing earlier. So the demand for land from the plotted developers has reduced, which is lending to prices being on the land being plateauing and capping off. So I would see, hopefully we'll start seeing more aggression maybe in 6 to 8 months time from us, or maybe 12 months time for in deals. But till then, it's mostly replacement stock kind of BD that we're focusing on.
And you stated about this plotted development. Is it just a good NCR phenomena, or you are seeing this across the board, even Chennai and...
No, plot development has been a Gurgaon, NCR, and Gurgaon and Jaipur phenomena. That's where we were looking to do more BD because we needed more stock there, and we see volumes going up. Chennai and Pune, we have, I think, good stock right now to sell and senior living projects to actually launch. Chennai got closed close to about 18.5 lakh square foot across 2 projects of senior living that have to be launched. Pune, we are just in the pre-launch zone of a project in Talegaon for senior living. So there we had already stock. We were not aggressively looking. So I'm hard to comment what's going on there on land prices. My plotted development, please keep to Gurgaon and Jaipur as a context.
Okay, okay. And can you give an idea of, let's say, from FY20, okay, let's take a FY20 base figure. How much would the land prices have increased and the realizations would have increased in the NCR, Jaipur, and let's say the Chennai market where we are major sales are happening for?
So NCR and Jaipur land prices would have gone up close to double since FY20. Okay. And sale prices would have gone up 20% on the base, but 40-50% also in some places.
Okay. See, coming to the next thing, see, we see a lot of optimism, okay, across the real estate, and we are seeing all listed companies are thinking about business development or doing business development. Mm. Everybody's business development in FY23 is higher than what they did in FY20. All real estate companies I am talking about. As an outsider, how do I understand that people are not going overboard in the sector now? It's because of the what we had a long issues in the cycle in the last 10 years. How do I understand that thing? Are we reaching that?
So one thing therefore is to look at joint venture transactions, right? And in joint venture transactions like revenue share, do you see increasing revenue shares that people are providing? Are they able to control it? So that will give a good sense. Start asking for how the math look on those. Do you think people are pushing the sale prices to make the math work? Those are couple of things that you would like to look at. So, you know, we have made a basic idea that we will not cross this kind of a revenue share threshold whatsoever. And, you know, if you do it at a revenue share threshold, at least you are protected on the margin front a little bit. So we are doing those kind of thought processes ourselves. But you'll have to run the numbers on them, man. Running land price numbers are not a very hard thing to do. It's a very simple thing to do to see whether they make sense or not.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Shrey, as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Arun? Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
So my question is, a couple of calls back, you had spoken about you would have to increase the base of your company as you grow. Could you give me a sense of what base are you targeting as, across cycles, something that you would want to increase to?
Yeah, we are targeting a 15% ROE. So in case we don't raise capital, the base of growth is somewhere around that. Maybe a couple of percentages points lower for dividend or something like that. But, you know, that mid, low teens kind of a growth rate is what we're looking at.
No, I wasn't referring to ROE. I was referring to the scale of the company. So when you spoke about the base scale of the company, are you targeting a certain base scale of the company for, I mean,
I ideally would like to change the base scale of the company to twice of what it is in a 5-year kind of a threshold.
Okay. And how would we take the base to be, as in, what would be now, if you could give some color on that? What base would you consider as of now?
So right now, I think the base scale of the company would be around, in a down cycle, we would have upped the base scale of the company to about 14-15 lakh square foot now, and roughly about 750 crores of sale as a base case scenario. In poor cycles is probably where I would estimate that to be. But let's be careful, that's an estimate. It's not somewhere where I can say this is what the reality looks like. It's an estimate that I have. Basis of my understanding of where we are operating. So that's ideally that's what we would like to shift in the company, is to shift the base scale of the company to maybe, you know, about 25-30 lakh square foot, and if the cycles are good, to be doing better than that as well. And I expect the real estate cycle to last a few good years right now. It's still in the beginning of the cycle.
Thank you. That's helpful. That's the only question I had.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We take the last question from the line of Rishi Singhal as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
गुप्ता जी, आपने एक जवाब तो दे दिया था इसके अंदर. मैं बस यही पूछना चाह रहा था कि आप कोई भी कभी कोई ऐसा डिफरेंशिएट करते हैं क्या कि ये इन्वेस्टर्स खरीद रहे हैं या एंड यूजर्स खरीद रहे हैं? कुछ ऐसा होता है कोई मैट्रिक्स?
देखिए, एज अगर हम ये करते हैं जरूर कि हम बिना रजिस्ट्री के आपको फ्लैट रीसेल करने के लिए अलाउ नहीं करते हैं. तो उससे क्या होता है कि जो इन्वेस्टर, मैं कहता हूँ इन्वेस्टर नहीं, ट्रेडर है, जो आज खरीद के पोजेशन पे एग्जिट करना चाहता है, वो कम हो जाते हैं बाय नेचर ऑफ दैट पॉलिसी. बाकी हमारे प्रोजेक्ट्स में 50-50 रेशोज रहेगा ओनर्स और टेनेंट्स का जो प्रोजेक्ट ऑक्यूपाई करते हैं. किसी प्रोजेक्ट्स में ओनर ज्यादा है, किसी प्रोजेक्ट्स में टेनेंट ज्यादा है, बट लेट्स से कंपनी में एवरेज 50-50% होगा ऑक्यूपेंसी का ओनर्स और टेनेंट्स के बीच.
तो इंडस्ट्री लेवल पे क्या आपको ऐसा लग रहा है कि जैसे अभी एवरी बिल्डर या हर कंपनी का एक फुल थ्रॉटल है इस टाइम की एक्सीलेटर दबा के रखो, आपको कोई भी ऐसे खतरे के साइन अभी दिखाई दे रहे हैं मार्केट में कि सिस्टम ओवरहीट हो रहा है? बिकॉज मुझे मतलब हमें ऐसा लग रहा है कि थोड़ा सा अनअफोर्डेबल की तरफ जाने शुरू हो गए हैं घर, इनकम लेवल उतने नहीं बढ़ रहे जितने दाम भाग गए.
देखिए, दो चीजें मेरे हिसाब से, अभी भी सप्लाई साइड में कोई बहुत इंक्रीज आया नहीं है. कहने की बात है कि सारे डेवलपर एक्सीलेटर दबा रहे हैं, जितने डेवलपर रह गए हैं वो है ही बड़े कम. तो रास्ता खाली मिला हुआ है क्योंकि ट्रैफिक नहीं है, तो एक्सीलेटर सबने दबा रखा है. अगर आप 7-8 साल पहले के नंबर ऑफ डेवलपर्स एनसीआर में काउंट करिएगा और आज के दिन कितने हैं, आप गुड़गांव में रहते हैं, गुड़गांव में ही काउंट कर लीजिए कितने प्रोजेक्ट लॉन्च हुए थे 2009 और 2015 के बीच में, और अब कितने लॉन्च हो रहे हैं और कितने बिल्डरों के प्रोजेक्ट लॉन्च हो रहे हैं, आपको बहुत सप्लाई दिखेगी नहीं. तो मुझे तब तक चिंता नहीं दिखती जब तक सप्लाई बहुत बढ़ के नहीं आती है. तो अभी तो ठीक लग रहा है. मुझे अफोर्डेबिलिटी में भी अभी दिक्कत नहीं आ रही है. आपको अफोर्डेबिलिटी का जो साइन आएगा ना, सबसे पहला साइन है जब फ्लैट के साइज छोटे होने लगेंगे. अभी तो फ्लैट के साइज भी बढ़ रहे हैं. बिल्डर्स विल रिस्पॉन्ड टू अफोर्डेबिलिटी कंसर्न बाय रिड्यूसिंग फ्लैट साइज.
ओके.
जब आपको वो दिखने लगेगा तब आपको ये देखिएगा कि फिर अफोर्डेबिलिटी में तकलीफ आए. तब तक मेरे हिसाब से बहुत चिंता करने की जरूरत नहीं है. उल्टा बड़े फ्लैट ज्यादा पहले बिक रहे हैं.
ओके, चलिए सर, बड़ा अच्छा लगा आपसे बात करके, बहुत सारे डाउट्स क्लियर हो गए. अगली कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल पर मिलते हैं. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू.
ओके,
थैंक यू. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be our last question for today. I now hand the conference back to the management for their closing comments. Thank you, and over to you.
We would like to thank all of you for being on this call and being so patient with all the questions and answers. If we were unable to take any questions, please feel free to write to us directly or reach out to us directly. And with that, we would like to conclude the call. A lot of the material we have spoken about is posted on our website, and you can also email your queries for any further clarification. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on this call.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Ashiana Housing, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.